T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Scott Wright of Draft Countdown with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Morning to you, Scott.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Scott, how you doing in this pandemic, man, in this quarantine and all this quarantine life? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. You know, I said it hasn't really affected me that much yet, this because this time of year I'm usually bunkered down anyways preparing for the draft. So next week I think is when I'll finally set in.
Well, so, we certainly go ahead, Hugh. We certainly have a big day ahead of us tomorrow. Go ahead, Hugh.
So, Scott, when you look at the Atlanta Falcons, does it still feel to you, because I looked at a couple of draft, expectations or whatever you could want to call it, draft analogies, and they feel like they're going to get a corner. Do you think that's going to be the case?
I think they would like to. I think that's certainly a huge need, and C.J. Henderson from Florida would make a ton of sense for them. He's the clear-cut number two corner in this draft after Jeff Okuda from Ohio State. The problem is I don't think he gets to 16. And, you know, for a couple of weeks now, I've been hearing a lot of chatter that the Falcons were looking to be aggressive in the draft. I even heard that maybe they explored going as high as number two overall. I don't think that's feasible, but I think there's a deal to be made there. And Atlanta has shown the willingness to be aggressive in the draft to move up, whether it be for Julio Jones. I think they moved up for Desmond Trufant. So keep an eye on them to move up in that 8, 9, maybe 10 range with the Cardinals, the Jaguars, or the Browns. I think all those teams are open to moving down, and the price wouldn't be too exorbitant. So, and if they do move up, I think C.J. Henderson is one of the guys they would be targeting, along with the two defensive tackles, Derrick Brown from Auburn and Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina. So I'll be surprised if they end up picking at 16. I think they're going to move up. It's just kind of a matter of how far and for who.
Talking with Scott Wright of Draft Countdown here. Are you among the camp that now thinks, because as time goes on, things change and the analysis of players, that Kinlaw might be the better pick than Derrick Brown? Because some people are starting to say that Kinlaw might actually be a better NFL defensive tackle.
I guess it depends on what you're looking for. Derrick Brown is more of that power player who's going to be a terrific run stopper. Doesn't offer quite as much as a pass rusher as Kinlaw does, but he's also a little safer. Derrick Brown is more consistent, and Kinlaw runs a little hot and cold. But the high is when Kinlaw is on, he's probably a better player than Derrick Brown. And you can make an argument 5 years down the line, we could look back and say Kinlaw turned into the better player. I would still bet on Derrick Brown personally, but Kinlaw has a lot of fans, and there's scenarios where he could go as early as 7 to the Panthers. He could be in play for the Jaguars at 9. So Kinlaw, he's going somewhere in that top half of the first round. And if the Falcons could find out a way to get him, I think he'd be a great fit, because they need a corner, and then they need another impact presence in that defensive front 7.
We're talking to Scott Wright, Draft Countdown, on the way from Draft Countdown on the way for .com hotline. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Speaking of corners, you got Jeff Okuda, C.J. Henderson, A.J. Terrell. How do they rate in your opinion? Well, who's number one in your opinion?
Yeah, well, definitely Okuda, although there's some who really like C.J. Henderson. I've never been quite as big of a fan of Henderson as a lot of people, just because the concern I have is there's a real lack of physicality there, which I understand, like Deion said, you're not paying him to tackle, but I'd like to see a little bit more physicality from C.J. Henderson, and also didn't have a lot of big plays this past year. But then there's a drop-off after those two, and there's a lot of teams in the back half of the first round that could use corners. So I could see it anywhere from maybe one in A.J. Terrell from Clemson to maybe three or four more corners going in the first round. It would be a little bit of a reach if you see Trayvon Diggs from Alabama, Jalen Johnson from Utah, Christian Fulton from LSU, Jeff Gladney from TCU. They're all in that late first-round conversation, but I wouldn't be shocked if the majority of those corners are still available on day two. I think that would be better value-wise. So I think that's going to be kind of a true test for teams. Do they reach a little bit to address a need with the corner late in the first round, or do they wait and have that run on the corners in the second round where there's going to be better value? So I'm actually working on my final mock draft, and I actually have the Falcons waiting to get a corner. I have them getting Javon Kinlaw from who we talked about in the first round, and then I have them come back in the second round. And one of those corners does fall to them. I have taken Jalen Johnson from Utah, who could conceivably go as early as the early 20s. But I think if the Falcons did wait on a corner, there's a good chance one would slip to them in round two.
Speaking of that, because there's a lot of people that feel like there's either going to be a run on offensive linemen in the first round or a run on quarterbacks. Which one do you think is more likely to happen in this first round of this year's draft?
I think it would be the offensive linemen. And one of the big storylines started quarterback. I think most people feel we're going to have three quarterbacks in the top six. The Bengals at number one are going to take Joe Burrow. And then the Dolphins and Chargers at 5-6, they're going to take Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama and Justin Herbert from Oregon in one order or the other. One team's going to take one, the other will take the other. But then whoever ends up being the fourth quarterback in that group, who I think it'll be Jordan Love from Utah State, who's also in play at number five and number six, he could slide. It could be a Brady Quinn, Aaron Rodgers type of situation where he enters the draft thinking there's a chance he'd go five or six, and he ends up falling all the way into the 20s, maybe to a team like the Patriots or the Saints or the Packers. So that's one of the storylines I'm going to be keeping an eye on. And then there's going to be maybe a couple of runs on offensive linemen in the first round. I think we could see the top four offensive linemen all come off the board between picks 4 and, say, 11. And if that happens, then that second tier is going to get pushed up. Guys like Josh Jones from Houston and Ezra Cleveland from Boise State could get pushed up into the top 20 overall. So we're going to have an early run on tackles. That's without a question. I think it's more interesting to see when is that second run on offensive tackles going to start. And there's a scenario where we could see as many as 8 offensive tackles go in the first round. So a quarter of the first round tomorrow night could be offensive tackles alone.
Talking with Scott Wright of Draft Countdown, half the first round could be SEC players too. Those that aren't are probably going to be Ohio State and Clemson guys for the most part, it seems. You have Isaiah Simmons out there. Is there any possibility that the Falcons could be, you know, fake right, go left? We talk about cornerbacks in this division. We talk about defensive tackles for pass rush in this division. Is it possible that, you know, the Falcons could be looking at a linebacker and just not telling anybody?
It's possible. Every team could use Isaiah Simmons. He's a truly unique prospect. I don't know if I can ever remember a player being used at such a high level at so many positions as Simmons this past year. He played outside linebacker, inside linebacker, safety. He played outside corner. He played nickel corner. He rushed the passer off the edge. Truly a jack of all trades. So I haven't heard his name specifically. As I talked about, I heard those two defensive tackles, Brown and Kinlaw, and then the cornerback Henderson, if the Falcons were going to move up. But he'd be right in that same range that I talked about, 8, 9, 10. And you know, when I said what they were trading up for, I said just impact player in the defensive front seven, whether that's an edge rusher, whether that's a defensive tackle, whether that's a linebacker, just somebody who can be a difference maker on defense for them. And Isaiah Simmons would certainly qualify, although, like I said, I've heard that they prefer the defensive tackles or that cornerback.
Talking with Scott Wright as we get ready for the draft tomorrow. Scott, what's the one big shock in your world that people are not prepared for? Is it Tua dropping out of the top 10? Is it, you know, somebody like the Patriots making a gigantic leap up to take Tua? What is going to be the big shocker tomorrow in your opinion?
Well, I think there could be quite a few bit surprises, but I think the big thing to watch out for is the Dolphins at 5, the Chargers at 6. Everybody assumes that they're going to take a quarterback, but there's a chance that one of those teams don't take a quarterback. And if that happens, we could see not one of those top 4 signal callers fly, but maybe a couple of them. So there's a scenario where if the Dolphins want to kind of get cute with it, they could address another position at number 5 and then either hope one of those quarterbacks falls to the next 18 or use some of the draft ammunition that they have to move back up and get one of those signal callers. So I think the Dolphins kind of hold the key to this, whether they trade up, whether they stay there at five. They're kind of one of those pressure points in at the top of the draft. And depending on what they do, the draft could like fork in a couple of different directions. So as always, like the game of football revolves around the quarterbacks, the draft often does too. And I always say, tell me where the quarterbacks are going to go, and I kind of fill in the pieces around it from a mock draft. And that's the thing in the back of my mind as I'm working on this final mock draft that screw the whole thing up really quick, I think, is the Dolphins or Chargers going in a different direction, which is not impossible.
Well, we certainly look forward to it, Scott. Appreciate your taking a few minutes and joining us on 90.9 The Game. Thanks much.
Thanks a lot. You the man.
My pleasure. Anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.